Yes, thank you very much. And also we want to extend our gratitude for the for inviting Article 19 and for the organizers for having us here. And yes, before answering that, I would just want to react to the Special Rapporteur and the CPJ's overview, which is very clear, outlining what's the crisis in which we are in terms of media freedom. And I think that an important conversation we should be having is how do we put accountability at the center of this problem? And I would say that one important approach to this is exactly what Irene said, is identifying the different forms and manifestations of these attacks, because their responses will be different. One of them being decriminalizing libel defamation, but also because most of the time when we are talking about legal harassment, lawfare, or slaps, the solutions tend to be thought that are the same. And making these distinctions will enable us to find the clear avenues and what's the clear responses to them. A second point I would want to react to is accountability in the context of conflicts, because part of our work has been focusing on how the legal international law framework can provide also these different avenues, rather than focusing just on international humanitarian law, but also on international human rights law. So part of our work has been pushing and promoting for this, the use of international principles. One of them, for example, the extraterritorial obligations of human rights, which entail that when a country invades or occupies other territories, then their human rights obligations extend to this territory. And then you have also this other framework in terms of international human rights law, which in case, if we have the case of an individual journalist, you can use regional courts to also investigate and resolve in relation to these cases. So our main reaction would be just not to see these legal frameworks and legal avenues as exclusionary, but complementary. And again, trying to focus on accountability, because this is what will be helping us to stop the proliferation of this crisis. Thank you.